treatments from Dr. Irvin and for about 22 or 23 years. And I guess I haven't had a headache in I don't know how long, 25, 26 years. People talk about headaches. I don't know what a headache is.
It's really lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been very active in church or clubs or different organizations?
Yes, I have. And I don't have my medal here. We were reared up in the First Congregational Church. My grandmother and mother were members of the First Congregational Church. And then after my children came along and they opened up this Catholic church, my niece joined the Catholic church. Mm-hmm. And my mother raised my niece. It was one of my brother's children. My mother raised this girl, my brother's. And she was reared with my two girls as sisters. Mm-hmm. All of them were just reared up together. And people thought she was my child because the three of them would go together all the time. But she wasn't. She was John's daughter. Mm-hmm. And so
do you got in the Catholic Church after she joined it then? Or?
After she joined, she got my girls in the church. Uh-huh. And then after my girls went in the church, I consented for them to go. Of course, they kept begging and begging me. Mm-hmm. But you see, I don't turn my girls loose in the street to go places by themselves. I would go with them wherever they went. Mm-hmm. And so the more I went to the Catholic Church, the better I liked it. The more mm-hmm. I went, the better I liked it. So, my congregational pastor, he hated it so much for me to leave. But anyway, I left and followed my children. My mm-hmm. father was a Catholic all the time, Florentino. He was a Catholic all the while. And he told my mother he wanted we three younger children to be Catholics. But Mama was busy working, cooking. She didn't know what steps to take. And my goodness, we were all born and reared just one block from yes, church over here on yes. We were born on street. Just one block over from the street I was born on, and it was just one block south. And they owned that whole block. The convent and all, and they sold all of that junk out. Of course, I think the priests still own the priest's home over there, mm-hmm. across the street. And I remember when that was built, and this church we have over here was built over there by the side of the priest's mm-hmm. church on Tonkaway. It was built on Tonkaway and Ramirez. Was it Ramirez? Buffalo, and then where Maxwell P. Dunn's home was, funeral home. Mm-hmm. Antelope.
Mm-hmm. You're very active in the church now?
Oh, I should say not, honey. I go to church every Sunday morning. We take an oath to not miss Mass mm-hmm. if we are able to go, or if we don't have any members of our family down sick, too sick to go, and we have to stay home to take care of them. These are the old laws. But honey, here of late they've been changed, all of those laws. Pope John was the first one started changing them. So I still had that in me to go to the first Mass, and I go as long, of course, if I was sick I wouldn't go, but I feel like getting up, dressing, and going to church, and I go. And I hardly miss a Sunday. But if